The others have made all offerings from their surplus wealth, but she from her poverty has offered her whole livelihood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I want to tell you about a man who did this very thing. A man who gave himself totally in an amazing way to the Lord. He's a man who was born here in New Mexico, Hobbs. There he was an incredibly intelligent man coming from a dirt poor family living out there in Hobbs. He had 13 brothers. He met a young lady by the name of Elizabeth. And this Elizabeth was also from a poor family, but they were strong in faith. And they knew one thing above all was that God was most important in their lives. And so they gave everything it was that they had to God. In fact, this couple from the time when she was 15 and he was 16 wanted to get married, but their parents said, no, have to wait till she turns 18. And so they waited those 3 years of engagement, loving each other, just waiting for the moment when they could finally be wed. They gave themselves to each other in this way, seeking God. And when they were finally entered into holy matrimony, he being a bright, intelligent man, truly a genius, though was never tested, got a great job. A job as a conductor, or more or less a conductor, on the railroad. In that time, as you, many of you know, a railroad job is a solid job. It's a job that can take you for the rest of your life and set you up well if you just stick with it. And he put up with that in an amazing way for 2 years, but then when he turned 20 years old, he heard the call of God. God said, I want you to be a minister. When he heard that call, he said, but I've got a daughter already. She's only 1 year old, and I've got another one on the way. How could I do this? But God wanted him to go and to give himself more generously in this way. And so his wife said, if God is saying this, I trust in you. You're my husband. And so she went and gave herself to this as well. The two of them then abandoned that, as everybody in their family said, you're a blankety-blank idiot. How could you give up a job like that to be able to do so, to provide for your wife and kid, to live on a minister's salary, which is nothing? How could you sacrifice everything to give it all up? And so they did, to pastor a very small church. Were called to do so. Went off and studied in the university off with nothing. The only way he could get through was by finding somebody who would pay him some money to hear him preach. Working a full-time job in addition to that. And he graduated summa cum laude, actually the top of his class in doing so. Then went out, and after pastoring a small church for a little bit of time, they sent him and his young family to a foreign country as missionaries, to live on absolutely nothing. Most of the time, they didn't even know where their next meal was going to come from. But always, they would find a check in the mail on the day when they had nothing. There were times when they came home and found groceries there on the stoop to be able to feed their family. Times when they opened up their cupboards and nothing was there, went off to pray, and the next day when they returned, found their cupboards magically full. Somebody had snuck in and not stolen, but given. Through his life, he made a small investment in some banana futures that happened and forgot that he had even done so. 30 years later, still living in poverty, finally, those who he deposited those futures with caught up with him and said, you won't believe it, but you've made hundreds of thousands of dollars on this. And with that, in their old age, their 70s, were finally able to live comfortably and to be generous with things, to bestow gifts upon even their grandkids and great-grandkids. This is a man who gave himself generously to the work of God, just like this woman in the gospel, giving her widow's mite, placing her whole livelihood in the hands of God. That's the way that we're called to live. God takes care of those who deposit whatever little it is that they have in him. Am I saying right now that you need to hand over to me so I can put into the treasury of the Church of St. Rose of Lima great wealth? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying today in this Mass, each of us needs to consider how generous we are with God. We're celebrating the feast, yesterday, of Jesus Christ, King of the universe. Is God really King of our universe? Are we really allowing him to be Lord within our lives? Is the way in which we interact with people as we pass through them within these halls, is that saying where they say, man, they must be somebody who really trusts that God is King of the universe? Because the way, even though I know they're feeling hard, even though they're struggling, they don't reach out to hurt people. Even though they're annoyed right now, they don't just slap a hand that's trying to get out to them. They don't just turn on somebody in the midst of a difficulty. Are these things that we're doing? Those are the things that show that we believe that Christ is King of the universe and we have our generosity to Him. Today, during this Mass, we have an opportunity to place everything it is that we are, the best that we can, into God's care. The way in which we do this is, as we often talk about here at Mass or on Sunday Mass, is to what? To place whatever it is that we have, the struggles, the difficulties that we have, the ways in which we think we're not generous to God, and say, Lord, I put that the best I can today into the chalice. Don't let me pull that back out. Whatever it is that I am, take that and transform it into yourself, because you know how it needs to be distributed to the world, and I don't. That's what our Lord is really asking for today. I told you about a woman by the name of Elizabeth. Today is the anniversary of her death. She died 7 years ago today. A woman who in every difficulty she had just prayed and said, Lord, I'm giving you all. But I think there's a little back here that I can give a little bit more. Somebody else needs this. My parishioners, my people need this. Today's Mass intention is for her. Her husband is Denzel Tigg. She's Elizabeth Tigg. They're my grandparents. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.